time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Again, we're here again on Friday morning. Oh, boy. It's a cool morning. And there's even the biffle. You say, what's a biffle? Let's see. A biffle is, but it feels like. It's 35 degrees perhaps outside. And then biffle. Because it feels like B-I-F-L. They can't say that enough. Oh, my land. They started that a while ago, but it feels like. And we'll hear that the rest of the summer. Now, I notice on Channel 6, which I watch mostly Channel 6, they were telling you how many layers of clothing you should put on before you go to work today. Wow. They didn't say anything, though, about coming out to your house and helping you put on the clothes. But, you see, the media has a lot of time to fill. And they're finding ways to fill it, that's for sure. They're trying to be nice about it, though, telling you how many layers of clothing you should put on before you go outside. The only thing is, most people drive a car. Most cars have heaters. And you're not out there very long. Of course, if you broke down, it'd be different. You notice there was a fatality overnight on Interstate 71, and they had it closed down. And they just opened it maybe 20 minutes ago. Oh, my land. And I heard once they were going to have a seminar on how to open highways sooner after a crash. Apparently, they never had the seminar because it still takes hours and hours of cleanup and surveying for maybe a law case and so forth. Well, you know, every accident, if there's an injury, it goes to has to be settled. Anyhow, but here we are in a nice, beautifully sunshiny morning. It's great. I don't care how cold it is, as long as you wear your coat to work and you don't spend too much time outside your car. Now, us older folk remember way back in the 1930s and 40s when all of a sudden cars had heaters, but you had to have them installed by the dealer. They just didn't come off the assembly line with a heater. And the heater had a button that glowed, I think, yellow or orange on your dash. It was hooked to the dash, and that regulated your heater. Now, Volkswagens, the early Volkswagen, operated on a gasoline heater. Now, you can only imagine having a heater in your car that operates off of gasoline very carefully. Boy, oh boy. But those were the days. Now, you just turn on your heat and it's there. No yellow or orange knob to turn the heater on. And then you used to hear, since your heater was mounted under the dash and had hoses coming in from the radiator and on through that little heater there, and you could hear the fan running. You know, it was kind of loud. Now, if you're an older person, you'd remember that. But if you're younger, you say, boy, that sounds goofy. Well, everything was goofy at one time until we modernized everything. Okay, so what's going on around town today? Well, you heard Scott talking about the Clarendon United Methodist Bazaar tomorrow. And let me see, I think Prospect Street Methodist Church is having one too. And, you know, this is a big time for churches. And now they haven't mentioned it, I don't think, publicly, but Dayspring Wesleyan Church has a turkey dinner every Thanksgiving. And this year, they're doing the turkeys themselves. Instead of relying on people to cook the turkeys at home, I think they're going to do them right at the church. I bet that'd put a nice fragrance in the air. Turkeys cooking. Yeah. Turkeys cooking. Oh, my. But that'd be good. I'll be there. My family, this would be the third year, I think, of going there for Thanksgiving dinner and seeing a lot of your friends. It's great. And Jeff Ruth is there every now and then, too. 10:20 and a half is the time. I've got some questions today that I had used a couple of years ago concerning street names. I think all of you enjoy street names and where these streets are and so forth. But today, I thought I'd start out. Let me see what I've got Zoolite tickets to give away today. Yeah, I've got, quite a few. And now you can go down to the zoo and see the zoo lights, a million of them, I think. Let me see, I've got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 4. Oh, I got quite a bunch of zoo tickets. Okay. Now, the last person to win a zoo ticket was Terry Klein yesterday. Maybe we didn't have much time after that. I don't know. Okay, so the very first question today would be this. There is a street in Marion on which the governor's mansion is located. Now, I don't think, what's his name? Oh, here's a winner already. Yes, caller, go ahead. Are you there? Okay, well, let me try it again. Caller, go ahead.
Hi, I'm not sure what to do. I just turned on my radio.
You're not sure what to do?
I do know a few answers to a couple of the questions a while ago that the guy that painted the murals, Eric.
Oh, yeah. You have to, tomorrow,
I never heard that answer.
Well, no, you have to call back or listen Monday. Because when I come on, that's a whole different program.
I'm sorry, say it again.
When I'm on the air, it's a whole different program.
Okay.
You're talking about Scott.
What do you want to know?
Oh, well, what street is the governor's mansion in Columbus?
Oh, no. I'm going to say 40.
No. No, it's a street, yeah.
Okay, hi. Broad.
A what?
Broad Street?
No, not Broad. It's not too many blocks away from Broad, though.
Broad, hi. I don't know.
Just keep listening. You'll find out.
Thank you, dear.
Okay. All right. I've been there. I've been in the governor's mansion. I was invited down by, what's his name that used to be governor? Governor Celeste invited me down because his wife had a flower garden that he wanted everyone to see her flowers. So he gets a hold of me, and I said, yeah, I'll gladly come down. Had a hard time finding the street, but anyhow, I had his picture taken with him and his wife, too. Yeah. And what street was that? And I think that the former governor didn't use it. I think he stayed in his own house. Now, I saw him last night in an interview, or maybe it was just a statement. Oh, wait a second. Okay, here we go. Yes, what's your answer?
Bexley.
Bexley is correct. Would you like a Zoo Lights ticket?
No, I'm not eligible.
Okay. You're not old enough, huh?
Not old enough.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Okay,
bye. Okay. Yeah, the answer is Bexley for the lady that called here. Bexley. Yeah, that's north, I think, of Broad Street. It's in that kind of a nice end of Columbus. All the rich people live, or at one time, in that area. Now they all live down at New Albany, including Les Wexner. Yeah, oh, in New Albany, you wouldn't believe how rich that area is. And now, Google. Google is investing millions of dollars in the New Albany area, along with Amazon, of course, and some other big businesses. How would you like to own some property in New Albany, Ohio? Woo! Wow. Worth fortunes. And the latest was Google. I forget how many millions they paid for their property, and they'll be erecting a rather large installation. Now, I don't know what does Google do. We know on the internet, you can get questions answered. Maybe they'll have a building full of brains. Yep, it could be. Okay, now, moving right along, there is a street in Marion named, that has the same name as a fairly well-known singer. What street would that be? A street with the same name as a rather popular singer. No, not Elvis Street. 740. Well, that would have been a long time ago, wouldn't it? My buddy in Bucyrus that I kind of grew up with, I went to the Army after, let me see, it must have been during a Korean War, and served time in Germany. And while he was there, he became a buddy to Elvis Presley. Yeah, Elvis was quite well known then because he had a bunch of hits already, I think starting about 1954. And so Jim Cronice, my friend in Bucyrus, got very much acquainted with Elvis Presley and took oodles of pictures with he and Elvis. Okay, we have another call here about a singer. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Huey Lewis.
What did you say?
Huey Lewis.
No, Huey Lewis, no. Huey Lewis, though, lived in Marion.
Wait, oh my gosh.
Did you know that?
I can't hear you, honey.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks. Okay, yeah, Huey Lewis once lived in Marion. Went to Harding High School. Huey Lewis and the news. Did Huey die recently? Seemed like he was in the news for something. Maybe became fatally ill. I don't know. Do you? Huey Lewis and the news. He came here once for the Popcorn Festival. I can remember Steve, I used to work with Steve was the person that helped bring a lot of that talent to the Popcorn Festival. And Steve was went to high school at Harding High School with Huey Lewis. All right. Now, continuing on, I need to know the name of a singer that has a street in Marion with the same name. You know, it wasn't Huey Lewis. It wasn't Huey Street or Lewis Street. No, it was a different singer. 740-333-9944, and this singer was quite recognizable, and still is. He's still alive. That ought to be a big hint. Yeah, this singer is still alive, and one of his talents comes from the fact that he resonates through his nose. Yeah, if it wasn't for his nose, his singing wouldn't be quite what it is. Okay, what's the name of the street? I remember there was a church on that street I'm talking about that I gave a speech. Oh, it was, just a second. Hang on, I'll be right. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Are you looking for Martin Street?
Oh, which street now?
Martin, like Dean Martin?
Martin, no. Yeah, that's really thinking, though. It wasn't Dean Martin. Did you ever hear George Kasotis talk about how he met Dean Martin?
I don't think so.
Okay, let me tell you. I'll make it quick. When George Kasotis and his buddy, I can't remember, it was an Italian friend of his, was in Las Vegas. And George's friend said, "Hey, would you like to
Scott, do you remember when Hillary Clinton came to Marion in 2016?
Yes, I do. I stood outside of the Harding Hotel in the rain waiting to get an interview that didn't happen.
You know why she chose the Harding Hotel to meet?
No, I don't.
Well, they used to have a hair salon in the lobby, and she could sure use it.
Here we go again. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. Listener, are you still there?
Yes, I remember you. Somebody told that just lately.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you're right.
I remember, but I forget it.
Yeah, about George was in Las Vegas with a friend of his from Marion, and his friend said, "Hey, would you like to meet Dean Martin?" Dean Martin was singing there. So George's friend put his foot out and tripped Dean Martin, and he fell more or less in their lap. And Dean Martin, bought him drinks. He wasn't mad at all. But because of that, Dino's drive-thru in Marion came about. That's how it got its name.
Yeah, I think he told that just lately, George.
Yeah,
did.
Right.
I forgot. Because it told so many things, I forgot. But when you start telling it, then I remember.
Yes, right. That's it, yeah. Very good. Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye. Yeah. George has a lot of funny stories, too, yeah. Especially about the Texas oil men. They came with these great big empty jugs to fill up during the oil boom. Here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hi, was it Milton?
No, it wasn't. No. Yeah, okay. You're all around it, and eventually you'll get there. This singer was, you can still find him. He's a little older, and he has a resonator on his face, resonator being his nose. Okay. Oh, I was going to say, too, the former governor, I don't believe, lived in the mansion on Bexley, but I saw him on television, I think it was last night, and I noticed a characteristic of his that I never really noticed before. What's the former governor's name? Anyhow, when he speaks, he bobs his head. I never noticed that before, but he goes to make a statement and bobs his head. Interesting, isn't it? Did you ever notice it? Well, no, I'm sure you never noticed that. Okay, so going back to the singer, there is a street. It's on the west side of Marion. That's a hint. And there was a church on that street that I once gave that had a program, an exercise program, I think it was. And it was my most embarrassing moment up until that time. While I was speaking, This is a weight reduction program that I was speaking. Well, I looked down in the audience. Well, I said, now, ladies, don't forget, nobody likes to see anybody wearing flippers or sandals because they're too heavy for regular shoes. And that's when I looked down in the audience. And there was a person wearing exactly what I said. Ooh, I'll never forget that. She never said anything, though. She never come up to me and shook her hand or anything. She could have. It was an abnormally heavy lady wearing sandals or flippers. Okay, now, going back to the singer. and when we find out his name, you'll say, now, I should have known that. Now, this particular singer has a resonator that without that resonator, he wouldn't sound half like he does. Now, what would that be? Now, some people have a deep voice. Ooh. Not all of that voice comes from their throat. In some singers, it comes through their nose. Mm-hmm. What was that singer's name I'm looking for? There's a street on the west side of Marion with the same name. And I'll never forget that church that had that program, weight reduction. Oh, my land. Okay. Of course, that's not the only embarrassing thing I ever did on speaking, not on the radio, but otherwise. You know, it's really easy to do, to make some mistakes or do some things that's not really a mistake, but things you never would talk about. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, was that singer Buck Owens?
No, it wasn't Buck Owens. That's a good, they always say that's a good guess.
Okay,
keep thinking. Okay. Now, I could have asked you another question. Who was the country singer that sang at Buck Owens' funeral? What was her name? She was a very well-known person, and she sang at Buck Owens' funeral. Okay, caller, go ahead. No, it wasn't Buck Owens, no. Okay, keep thinking. Yeah, well, no, wait a second. Oh, that's right. We're on a different call back. I'm sorry. Yes, it was Buck Owens, his funeral. But who was the singer, though? Who sang at Buck Owens' funeral? Here we go. Let me see. Did I drop? Caller, are you there, Ralph?
Charlie, would that be Tony Bennett?
Yeah, it just happens to be Tony Bennett. Hey, Ralph, you want tickets to the zoo?
No, I don't think I'm eligible yet.
Oh, okay. All right, Ralph, thanks for the answer.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Now that he told you, Tony Bennett, now you know what the resonator on his face is, his nose. And when he sings, it goes out through his nose and resonates in a lower pitch, giving him that great sound. Okay, here we go. Caller, go ahead. He must have had the answer and hung up. Okay, let me bring out another here. There is a street in Marion named after a bank. That's right. There's a street in Marion named after a bank. In fact, I deal with that bank, I think. Yeah. Oh, my. I'll never forget the other day when I drove up to make a deposit. A meager deposit, believe me. And and the machine wasn't working. He said, sorry. And so I wondered why all these people were gathered in front of the bank using the other teller. Okay, here we go. Caller, go ahead.
The street you're looking for the singer, is it Bennett Street?
Well, it was, but we got that answer already.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thanks. All right. Yeah, Bennett Street. Tony Bennett and his rather large nose, that was his secret ingredient. Okay, here we go. Now, how many of you have noticed our former governor bobs his head when he talks? Okay, go ahead, caller.
Faye Banks.
Faye? No, it wasn't Faye.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there a street in Marion, though? Fahey Street?
Pardon?
I don't know if there's a Fahey Street in Marion or not. But, okay, well, hey.
Yeah, Faye, there is a Faye Street, but I seem to me like it's like north-northwest of the city.
Okay, well, this...
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now the bank I'm looking for is on, you might say, the west-east side of Marion. There are no banks on the west side. Isn't that funny? There used to be. National City had a branch there that... Caddy corner from the old LK restaurant. Remember? At the corner of Olney and West Center. I can remember that very well because I was on vacation. And when I came back from vacation, I drove up Olney Street. And the sign, I didn't see the sign one way. Well, our local law enforcement people saw me. Said, hey, Evers. That's the wrong way to go. That was when Olney Street was a one-way. And I think it was one-way going north. Okay, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
It's the Fahey Bank.
Well, there was. Is there a street by the name of Fahey?
That's the one?
That's not the bank I'm looking for, no. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, the bank I'm looking for would be on the east side of Marion. Like I say, there's hardly any banks on the west side, but there used to be at the corner of Olney and West Center. Whatever happened to all the... Well, that was National City. Later, that building became, I think, a church. And it used to be right across, catty-cornered, southwest of the old LK restaurant. Remember that? Yeah, you have to be... You'd have to be a person of the 1958 era to remember that. Yeah, because that was one of the only... let me tell you. I went inside that restaurant once. And the guy must have been working out in the kitchen. And he came out front to wait on people. He had on a white apron. And it was covered with blood. that was ingrained in my brain from 1958 to the present time. I can still see that young man coming out to wait on people with that horrible apron on, covered with all these splotches of blood there and there. Oh my. Yes, that was... Oh, here we go. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, is that the Chase Bank?
Yes, yeah, the Chase Bank. Yes, indeed. Would you like to see the Columbus lights, the zoo lights?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right, well, thanks for your answer anyhow.
Okay, Charlie.
Okay,
you.
Bye. Yeah, the Chase Bank. Yeah. Chase Street. Okay, now here's one that's going to be hard to get. I asked this the other day. There's a street in Marion that has a ring to it. A street in Marion that has a ring to it. Now, what street would that be? And I don't know just offhand where it's located, but it's here. And it's also a county in Ohio. It's one of the easternmost counties along the Ohio River. All right. How about another? There is a street, it's quite well known too, named after a soup company. Yeah, named after a soup company, a street in Marion. Yeah, what was it? A street named after a soup company. Oh my. Yep. Now, how many of you, I don't know if you saw that last night, the former governor giving a little talk, and every time he opened his mouth, he bobbed his head. I never noticed that before. Maybe he only started doing that after he wasn't, you know, after he left office. I don't know. Okay, a street in Marion named after a soup company. a street in Marion named after a city on Lake Michigan. Whoa. And let me see, another street that has a military name. How about that? 740-383-9944. There's a house, I'm trying to think of the name of the street, I think I know. Vine Street, yes, that's it. That was built by the man that owned one of the stone quarries in Marion. A beautiful house, and made of limestone, of course. South Vine Street, I'm sure. And what was his name? What was the name of the quarry? They made, oh boy, in the height of the industrial age in Marion, well, the earlier industrial age, they made barrels. They burned the limestone and sent it in barrels.
Hey, Scott, I bet you cannot guess what my favorite type of animal is.
Cats?
No, dogs. Now, can you guess what my favorite type of dog is?
Black lab.
No, golden retriever. Was there any doubt?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Okay, if you were calling, I know you hung up. Yeah, call back. I think you hung up. Okay, yeah, call back. So I'm looking for a street in Marion with a military name, a street in Marion named after a town or a city on Lake Michigan, and a street in Marion named after a soup company. Yeah, now how many soup companies are there? Do you ever notice, though, soup in cans is never as good as your wife or mother makes? It's more artificial or, you know, kind of funny. It's not wholesome. I don't care what brand of... Oh, here we go. All right, caller, go ahead.
The quarry is Owens.
Yeah, it was Owens. Yeah, it was Evans, yes. Evans Quarry.
And is it Campbell Street?
Yes, it was Campbell Street. Yes, indeed.
I got two of them.
Yeah, would you like some tickets to the zoo?
I think I'm eligible.
Oh, good. Okay, well, that's fine. Even if you're not, I'll put your name down.
Okay.
And what
is
your...
This is Mary Bickley.
Mary Bickley.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Mary, well, thanks for your answer.
Thank you, Charlie.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, Mary Bickley. Very good. Let me write that down here before I forget. Mary. Okay. Yeah, Evans Quarry. Remember that? Zoo. Okay. All right, moving right along. We have another caller here. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hi, is the soup company Campbell Street?
Yes, it was Campbell Street, yes.
Great.
Yeah, it runs right alongside, you remember the store that used to be the Campbell Street Party Store?
I do not. I live in Bucyrus, north of Bucyrus.
You live in Bucyrus?
I'm north of Bucyrus. I'm on my way to Scioto Shoe Mart right now to Marion.
Oh, no kidding. Well, that's good. I'm from Bucyrus, you know, originally.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Yeah, I lived on Plymouth Street, right near Wingert.
Nice, right near where you're at, North End. Yeah, I live way about 7 miles north of town.
Oh, so, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Young, very good. Okay, would you like a pair of tickets to the zoo?
I would love tickets to
okay.
the zoo.
Now, do you know where we're located?
Since you're coming... Are you there by the prison?
No.
No, that's another radio station. Okay.
Okay, now, if you're coming to Scioto Shoe Mart.
Yes.
Okay, the main street you'll find there before you get into the Scioto Shoe Mart is the Marion Mount Gilead Road or Route 95.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Follow that into town. And as you come into town, you come up Vine Street, and then you go out on Center Street, and you cross Main Street, on and we're on the
one way through there, correct?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
We're on the second floor of the Ohio Health Building, which would have been an old department store years ago.
Okay. Is that by the Palace Theater?
Well, it's this side. It's east of the Palace Theater on the south side of the street.
East side, okay, south side of the street, east of the Palace Theater.
Right,
and I can find you.
You come in the door and hit the button that says two.
Two.
And that brings you up by elevator.
Can do. I'll see you soon.
Then you turn right and you'll come to our studio.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I will see you soon.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Glad to have a listener. Lives north of Osiris. All right. Okay, that's good. Good to hear. Okay. And let me see what else. The town on the on Lake Michigan. Now, there are a lot of towns on Lake Michigan. Is it Gary, Indiana on Lake Michigan? Is it? Gary, Indiana. Oh, Gary has got a, has had a terrible reputation, that is, for dirt and crime. I don't know if it's still that. Could I tell you a story about Gary, Indiana? Okay, well, thanks. Now, I used to listen to a man that was on WOR radio in New York City. Now, he was the same man that wrote the Christmas story of where, you know, this boy wanted a BB gun, and his parents kept saying, if you got a BB gun, you'd shoot your eye or put your eye out. Okay, it was a man that did that story that turned into a movie. And I can't remember, you know, I'm terrible at remembering names. But he, every night, and he was my ideal. I patterned myself after him. And so his one story, he could tell it so descriptive. He said, in Gary, Indiana, it was a holiday in which the band, the high school band, always marched down the street, the main street of Gary, Indiana. And this band had an exceptional member that was good at the, what do you call, the twirlers, batons, yeah. And so they let him, in every parade, throw these batons into the air. And so this is now Gary, Indiana, down the main street, and the band is playing and marching, and this young man has these two batons in his hands. And at a given moment, it was always the same place, he would throw them up into the air, and they would fly away and disappear. And the whole crowd would be down below waiting to see those batons come back down. Well, this one day, he threw the batons up in the air, and people waited, and they waited, and all of a sudden, whammo, a great big blue flame erupted on the electric lines overhead. His batons had just shorted out the electric, and the town of Gary went dark. All over this young man's pitching those batons into the air and waiting for them to come back down, and they never did. They got caught in the electric wires and put Gary, Indiana, in the dark. Now, that was a story that was composed by this fellow that wrote the, is it the Christmas story? It was, you know, one of the best stories at Christmas time. You'll see it this year. This man was a ham radio operator, too, so I was acquainted with him. Great, great writer and broadcaster. WOR in New York City. Never forget him. He liked to tell stories about Gary, Indiana, though. Like, he was so descriptive. He said at night, he and his dad would go out on Lake Michigan. They'd take along a Coleman lantern for light, and they'd catch a bunch of fish, usually. And they'd come back in and lay out the fish on the back porch. And he said they had kind of an odor to them. They laid there long enough. And so their job on those hot summer nights was to fillet these fish and clean it, you know. And you could almost smell the fish. This guy was so good. But he's my ideal. I mean, he was a guy that could tell stories. And, oh, my, that was something else. Okay, now, continuing on. Now, I had asked this story or this question a long time ago and got an answer fairly quick. There is a street in Marion, a quite well-known street, that has the same name as something you have to have in a particular musical instrument. Now, what would that be? This street has the same name as something that goes in a particular type of instrument that you would, I don't know if many of them, yeah, they play them in bands, yeah, okay. Got an idea? It's something, you know, how many musical instruments require something inserted into them to play? That's what I'm looking for. The name of that item that you put inside a music, and generally where where your mouth goes, right in that area. What's the name of that street in Marion? 7403-39944. I've got more tickets to the zoo to give away. That is for sure. Okay, here we go. All right. Okay, caller, go ahead.
It's a reed.
A reed, yes. Yeah. Reed Street, yes.
Yeah.
Would you like to go to the zoo?
Well, I don't think I'm eligible yet.
Oh, okay. Well, keep listening.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye. All right, yeah. Reed Street. Okay. What else do I have here? I haven't had any. Oh, the city on that borders Lake Michigan. There's a town that borders quite well known. Okay, caller, go ahead.
How about Reed Avenue?
Yeah, Reed was correct, yeah. You didn't hear the other lady. She said Reed.
I didn't hear that. No. Okay.
Goes in. Is a clarinet the only instrument using a reed?
No, saxophone and
a couple
others, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, what was one of the best saxophone players in Marion? Was it Bob... what's his name out on East Center? Erickson?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember which was his favorite. But Bob was a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
And I can tell you a quick story. I saw Bob, I was driving in to attend Emmanuel Lutheran Church at that time, and Bob was at a traffic light, and he waved at me. An hour later, he was dead.
Oh, my goodness.
His parachute never opened.
Yeah.
And he was teaching me, and I was flying with him, and I was getting ready to do the same thing, only I was going to, hopefully, my parachute would have opened.
Yeah, I knew Bob for a long time, back in high school.
No, he was a nice guy. I mean, a really nice guy.
Oh, yeah, he sure was.
Yeah. Wow, that was...
He used to ride with he and his wife to school on the bus.
No kidding. Oh, boy. Yeah, that goes back a couple of years.
Yeah, back in the 40s.
Yeah, right. Oh, my land.
Okay.
Okay, well, thanks.
Thanks, Charlie.
All right. Yeah, there's a lot of stories out there, isn't there? Yes, indeed. Bob Erickson. Yeah, Erickson Music Company. Does his son still have a music company? I don't know. Okay, let me see. What else can I ask you? Oh, well, I haven't got the answer yet to the military street. What would the military street be, or connected to the military? And I can't think of right offhand of a story to go along with the name of that street. But it wouldn't take me long to remember. I think I'm getting it right now. because I lived in Bucyrus during World War II, and we had a military base in Bucyrus. Did you know that? That's right. We're just 18 miles from here was Camp Millard, and quite active. It was a barracks or a military installation. Their job was to learn railroading and how to handle and fix railroad cars. And oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Sergeant Street?
Yeah, I'm a sergeant. Yes,
okay.
Indeed. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Charlie.
Okay, thanks for calling. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, Sergeant Street. So going back to Camp Millard in Bucyrus, now when I, during the war, my cousin and I, we would climb through the fence at Camp Millard and look for souvenirs. I'll never forget picking up hand grenades. And thank goodness they weren't armed. But we didn't know it. If we'd have pulled, you know, the pin, and they would, oh my land.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah. Is it, how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?